Well, hello, bestie. I'm so glad you made it for our 10th annual Best Friends Only Hangout Sesh. I have got a tremendous surprise for you this year. Come on in. Yeah, the house is empty today. I'm honestly not even sure where my roommate is. Yeah, she said something about driving to Vegas on Friday. So I assume she ran out of gas somewhere in a desert and is reliving the plot of The Hills Have Eyes. Why, yes, that is a terrible thing to say. But in my defense, the woman microwaves fish. She must be stopped. I see you trying to hide a smile. You love mean me. Admit it. Oh my god, I'm so excited to show you your present. Come on, let's go hang out in the bedroom. As annual Best Friends Only Hangout Sesh tradition demands. Remember that first one when you climbed into my window in high school? My parents were such dicks. They were completely convinced that you were trying to get into my pants, not understanding that our love is pure, existing on a platonic level misunderstood by mere mortals. We can't sully our friendship with common lust, base animalistic impulses that stain the purity of our two souls connecting. What do you mean, why am I talking like that? Do you not countenance the full measure of my words? Doth you not pierce the veil of truth, past the empty illusion of the real? Okay, okay, I'll stop. I'm just trying to get into the mood. You'll see. First, what did you get me? Come on, it's gonna have to be pretty good to compete with mine. Ugh, fine. I'll go first. Okay. Remember a couple years ago when we were looking up old D&D stuff on eBay? And we found out about the Palace of the Platinum Princess? AKA, the Forbidden Module. You don't remember? Jesus, you have the memory of a hummingbird. Okay, so, exposition dump. Back in 1980, TSR couldn't keep up with demand for Dungeons & Dragons modules. I'm guessing somebody messed up an editorial there, because one of their female employees tried their hand at writing and wrote, well, it's basically straight up porn. As a D&D adventure. Oh, now you remember. Funny that. Anyway, I found a copy. Yes, Way. Check it out. It's so much crazier than we thought, too. Check out this illustration of a character hung up by her hair. Right? How fucking nuts is this? Okay, I have to admit I took a little peek. So the author, Jay Wells, was clearly into some 80s style BDSM. I sort of stalked her history online, and she passed away a few years ago. She sounded like a cool lady. Heavily involved in her local BDSM scenes, which, you know, in 1980, must have been wild. BDSM pre-AIDS? The mind boggles. Somehow, this crazy thing got through the editors and printers, and they printed about 200 copies, and then stopped, once they realized it was porn. And this is number 68. I know. So close. Fuck yes, we're gonna play it. I read like two paragraphs and I was like, shit, we have to. No, I know you don't have your character with you. This thing is OG D&D, man. First edition. So I'd have to convert everything to fifth edition rules anyway. But here's the best part. She includes a super simplified, basically choose your own adventure style to initiate your friends into role playing. Her words, not mine. So I say, let's give that a shot. You in? Fuck yes, of course you're in. This is gonna be hilarious. Okay. I am the dungeon master. Mistress, I guess. And I'm supposed to read the opening description. I believe this will explain your character as well. Get ready. Do you like what you doth see? Said the voluptuous and terrifying elf wizard. Her magic robes glow in the dark room, illuminating the darkness with an otherworldly, electric tingle. You strain against your chains. The last thing you remember was your ship going down outside Waterdeep, drawing you down into the inky ocean darkness. Now you're here, chained against a wall, shackled. You look down and you see a chastity belt encasing your genitals in an iron cage. That's right, my pet, the elf wizard purrs. You're trapped here with me. Her robes slide open, revealing the curve of her surprisingly large breasts. She catches you looking. That's what I like about you, barbarian men, she laughs. Here you are, in mortal danger, and you're still looking at my tits. You feel yourself strain against the chains more, and you feel yourself grow hard against the belt. Dude, you have to stop laughing. It's very hard to concentrate while you're laughing. Okay, it looks like there are three options here. Do you, one, growl at her? Two, try to bust the chains? Three, submit. Growl at her? Outstanding choice. Okay. You growl at her, a deep, guttural utterance that resonates through your body. It's a sound that is barely human. Ooh, the elf wizard purrs. I like that sound very much. You have potential. She comes up to you, her robe fully open, and draws a single fingernail down your chest. You flinch instinctively, and she digs the nail in harder, just enough to draw blood. She puts her face very close to yours and says, "If you sex me, you can have your freedom." Do you say yes or no? Stop laughing. You're gonna make me giggle, and this is serious business. Yes, it actually says, "If you sex me," right here. I couldn't make that up if I tried. So, do you sex her up or not, you sexy barbarian? No. Smart. She doesn't seem super trustworthy. The elf wizard laughed. That's adorable, she says to one of the guards. It thinks it has a choice. She snaps her fingers and the chastity belt tightens. You feel your. Hoo boy, you're gonna love this next line. You feel your member swell. I couldn't stop myself. Jesus God, even by 80s porn standards, this is terrible. Can you imagine getting turned on by this? Wait, why are you shifting all of a sudden? Is this turning you on? Oh my God, dude. How is this sexy to you? What do you mean, I don't know? That's not an answer. If you're just going to be all pervy about it, we can stop. Oh, you don't want to stop? Fine. I wouldn't want your barbarian cock to get blue balls after all. Come on, I can see your hard on through your fucking jeans. Jesus. Okay, where were we? The elf wizard gazes at your now engorged member, straining against the chastity belt. I thought you were strong, barbarian. Why is your cock still captured by mere steel? Okay, now we roll some dice. Take this d20 and tell me what you get. A natural 20? Whew, boy, this should be good. With one grunt, the barbarian's member bursts the steel chastity cage open. It pulsates and throbs with strength and desire. You growl at the elf wizard again, and her breath stops for a second. Guards, she says, leave us. She then reaches out her hand and... Oh, okay. I think the game's over. We got the gist, right? So, what did you bring me? No, there's nothing wrong. Why would something be wrong? It's just, you know, it goes on like that. We've seen enough, right? Besides, it's time for your present, and I think I need a drink or something, because I'm suddenly quite warm and... Fine. Don't use that look. You know the look. The look when a girl breaks up with you and you show up at my door looking for a hug and a long heart-to-heart. The hangdog puppy look. The one you gave me the night we... Well, never mind. No, never mind, I said. You've never brought it up, so I assumed you forgot. The night we, you know, fooled around last year of high school. Oh, you do remember. Not enough to talk about it ever, I guess. It's fine. It was only the night I lost my virginity. No biggie. Well, of course you didn't know that, because we've never talked about it. I figured you thought it was a mistake, and I didn't want to lose you as a friend, so I let it slide. Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice. It was everything I could have asked for, to have the first time be with a guy I really love. As a friend. I loved you as a friend. Like I still do. I don't have feelings for you or anything. That would be crazy. We're best friends. No, I'm not lying. Fuck you. I don't love you, stupid. I never have. I just think you're awesome to hang around, and I really liked having sex with you that one time. And sure, I haven't been able to take my eyes off that bulge in your pants, but I don't love you. God, fuck. Keep kissing me. Okay, I was lying. I fucking love you. Hold on. Jesus, let me catch my breath. Yes. Okay, fine. I love you. I love your eyes and your smile and your mouth. Yes, your mouth all over me, just like our first time. Fuck, I don't understand why this is happening. Oh, yeah, my present. I mean, it seems like a weird time to remind me, but. Sure, let's see what you got me. Oh. Oh. It's your hard fucking cock? The one that you just pulled out of your pants? You want me? Is this a joke? Since when? Since that first night? But that was like 5 years ago, you ass. We're supposed to tell each other everything. Okay, yes, I haven't been that honest either. I didn't know how to bring it up. Ever since that night, I've been waiting, hoping you'd want to talk about it or repeat it. I had this stupid idea that if this whole erotic D&D thing would maybe get something going. But then when it started, I got in my own head, and you kept laughing, so I thought I was doing something wrong. And sorry, I guess my hand started stroking your cock just now. It's so hard and hot. I can stop. That's another lie. No, I can't. We're going to fuck again. Now. No, don't take off your pants. Don't take off anything. Just sit there for a second while I hike up my skirt. Fuck. I'm so wet already. And straddle your cock. Fuck. Oh, my panties are soaked. Can you feel it? Oh, the cotton rubbing against the underside of your head. Oh, let me just move those panties out of the way and. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, so fucking deep. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like my present. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love you. Oh, and I love fucking you. Oh, my God. Yes. Like this. Oh, yes. This is what I want. Oh, I want you. Oh, yes, pull my shirt off. Oh, yeah, you want to suck on these tits? Oh, then fuck me harder, you asshole. Oh, fuck me like you fucked all those other girls. The ones I was so jealous of. Oh, fuck me like your plaything. Oh, fuck me like you love me. Oh, you do love me? Fuck. Yes. Say it. Say you love me. Oh, say you want this pussy. Oh, yeah. Say it. Say it. Oh, say it. Say it. Oh, yes. Say it. Oh, fuck. Make me come. Oh, do it. Oh, fuck. Your cock is so deep. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, it's all I want to feel. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Didn't come yet. So I guess I'll have to suck it out of you. You wanna face fuck me? Yeah? Push my head on your cock, you idiot, and Yes. Holy shit. I'll stretch my mouth. Oh, come down my throat. Come for me. I want it. Every drop of cum. Fuck yes. Over my tits. Oh, that's right, pretty boy. Oh, you pretty boy who wants to come all over my tits and face, then do it. I want it. Yes, shoot that cum all over me. Wow. Holy shit, man. Oh, there's cum everywhere. Oh, Jesus, it's all over my tits. I like it. I like it when you mark me as your own. Wow. I have no idea where we go from here. Are we still friends? No. Oh. Okay. I guess I understand if. Fuck. Why are you kissing me again? You just said we're not. Oh. Oh. Because we're not just friends anymore. We're us. Together. Lovers. No, No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just thinking what a successful adventure this was. It's like our relationship leveled up. Hey, put down that pillow. It wasn't that bad of a joke. Besides, I'm gonna need that when you fuck your cum into me next. When's that? Let's turn the page and find out.